With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. More delegates are up for grabs today as Donald Trump looks to get closer to clinching the Republican nomination, and Nikki Haley continues seeking her first win. The former president is overwhelmingly favored to add to his delegate lead in Republican caucuses in Idaho and Missouri. There are no Democrat contests today. Keeping the government up and running for now.
President Biden yesterday signed a short-term spending measure that keeps one set of federal agencies operating through March 8th and another set through March 22nd. Officially staving off a partial government shutdown that would have started today. The measure gives lawmakers some more time to draft and pass spending measures to keep the federal government operating for the current fiscal year, which ends on September 30th. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Senate Armed Services Committee member Tom Cotton of Arkansas says there's little doubt that China has found ways to take advantage of the porous situation at the southern U.S. border.
Again, unfortunately, you know, if you're Xi Jinping or Vladimir Putin, you look at America and, like, you don't have to worry about smuggling your spies across our border. Like, Joe Biden just lets them fly in and gives them visas to work in their embassies in Washington, D.C., or at the United Nations in New York, or their consulates around the country.
Senator Tom Cotton says he's not surprised at reports that some 40,000 military-aged Chinese men have been allowed to enter the country illegally over the past 18 months. Journalist Josh Krushauer says that President Biden is having trouble with college-age Democrats, as evidenced by the high percentage who voted uncommitted in the Michigan primary.
You know, he's in a no-win situation. That's part, the young voters have been part of the Democratic base, part of the Democratic coalition for quite some time. They really don't like Biden. They don't think he's left enough for them.
Shortages of ammo and supplies are quickly resulting in Ukraine losing ground. U.S. congressional leaders are warning the situation is growing more serious. This is SRN News. A new warning from a Christian researcher.
As America's attention turns to the 2024 presidential race, Dr. George Barna of the Cultural Research Center says the country's problems run deeper than politics. His research shows very few people possess a biblical worldview these days, and that must change if the nation is to be saved. Barna says, quote, "The only true hope is a period of spiritual renewal. Placing the burden of uniting this divided country on the shoulders of a president is unrealistic." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece became the first majority Orthodox Christian nation to legalize same-sex marriage last month, but observers don't expect others to follow suit. Ukraine is considering a bill that would legalize gay civil unions, but it's tied up in the legislature and not expected to pass. Russia effectively outlawed same-sex marriage in the 2020 constitutional revision that added a clause stipulating that marriage can only be the union of one man and one woman. This is SRN News. The European Union is looking into Microsoft's partnership with the French startup Mistral AI.
It's part of a broader review of the booming generative artificial intelligence sector to see if it raises any competition concerns. The 27-nation bloc's executive commission says it's analyzing the agreement between the two companies announced this past week.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The two largest pharmacy chains in the U.S. will begin selling abortion pills, and it could happen as soon as this month. Here's Tayshia Stevens.
Walgreens and CVS will begin selling the pills at pharmacies in states where it's legal to do so. CVS will start filling prescriptions in Rhode Island and Massachusetts in the next few weeks. Walgreens plans to fill prescriptions in Pennsylvania, New York, California, Illinois, and Massachusetts. The chains will not provide the pills by mail. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.